Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Information presented is from internet or other news sources. Always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network, better known as trimradio.com. Boy, do we have a lot to talk about tonight. And it's not going to be necessarily finance because we've had some bad weather out there. And we need to talk a little bit about how to get along with bad weather, deep snow, and all that kind of good stuff. But before we get going, you know, we always have to give a big shout out to the Trim Radio Network, and I want to get that going here because I'll tell you what. That starts the show because, you know, if we don't talk about the Magnificent Four, Michael Bejas, who's the founder and CEO, has his own shows. Also, Rascal Stefan has his own shows here. He's the chief operating officer. For some reason, they call me the chief relationship officer, and I'm not sure what that is yet. Maybe I'm supposed to make people happy. Well, hopefully I do. And then we have Victoria Smith, who's the chief marketing officer, and she's responsible for all the marketing activities and brand development and audience growth and creator acquisition strategies. Whoa, big words. But she's a good person. And if you need any marketing suggestions for your business or your club or sorority, fraternity, whatever, get a hold of Victoria. She's excellent. She really is. So you want to check her out and check out her shows. Speaking of shows, what do we have going on here? Yeah, our shows, Money and Change, every Sunday night at 7 p.m. And then we have Life Walk with Christ God. That's with Michael Bejas. And that's every Wednesday at 7 p.m. And then we have My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever, every Wednesday at 8 p.m. And then we have Victoria Smith's Natural Marketer Podcast, and that's every Thursday. And going on, you know, Michael talks a little bit about football from time to time, and he does Offsides College Football Top 25, and that's on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Then there's the Positude Podcast, so if you want to be positive, listen to the Positude Podcast every Friday at 8 p.m. Then we have Adventure Awaits Around the Bend, and that's 1 p.m. on Saturdays. And then we have the Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck, 1:30 every Saturday. Then Saturday night, guess what? We've got the Red Pill Reality Show with Rascal Stefan, and you have to get on that show. You have to watch it. He's had some very interesting guests, and he talks about a lot of interesting topics. So you want to check him out. That's Rascal's Red Pill Reality Show every Saturday at 9 p.m. until midnight. And, you know, I watch that show and listen in. Sometimes I call in. Sometimes I'm on the show. You never know. But it's always a good show. And you notice that we have three blanks here. Well, Revelation is going to be on with Peter Kling. And also, let's talk about it with Dora. Yeah, she's going to be on. And I think we're working on a third show. But if you want to do your own show, it's easy to do. It is. See the red dot over here on the right? All you have to do is click on it. And it says, hey, how can we help you today? You put your name in, your phone number, whether it's your cell phone or your main number, that's fine. Then I want to know about what? What do you want to do? I want to do my own show on the Trim Radio Network. What equipment do I need? What topics can I do? All you have to do is fill all that out. And then down at the bottom, send a message. If you want to join us here on Money and Change or My World, all you have to do is put your name in there, your phone number. I want to know more about joining My World or Money and Change, and go ahead and click on send now, and somebody will be in touch with you very quickly. Okay, so you need to do that. Wow, that's a lot of stuff on doing the shows. And we all have fun doing the shows. We really don't get paid for doing the shows. We don't want to get paid. All we want you to do is enjoy, listen to what we have to say. And if you want to do your own show, let us know and we'll guide you through the process. It's very easy. I mean, if I can do it, anybody can do it. Okay. Another thing is, you know, how do you support us? Well, you can donate to trimradio.com, or you can advertise on trimradio.com. We have very, very good advertising rates. And you also go nationwide. It's not just going to be localized. You are going to go national. That's one thing that we do here on the Trim Radio Network, is that we go out of Irmo, South Carolina, which is a suburb of Columbia, South Carolina. We go out on the internet. We go everywhere, all over the world. So you can advertise with us, or you can buy the merchandise. And people say, well, what's the merchandise look like? Well, here it is. You can see the t-shirts that we've got, the hats that we've got, the mugs. They didn't turn the label so it faces. It looks plain here. But trust me, it is labeled. And that's the Life Walk with Christ mug. We also have the t-shirts. We've also got the mugs, the travel mugs with handles. We've got those. And we've got ceramic mugs. We've got the top 25 premium pique polo shirts. We've got the offsides t-shirts. And if you click on our other pages, these little four dots come up. Then we have Offsides College Football Top 25 Youth t-shirts. We've got mugs. We've got round mouse pads. I guess that's because you can't corner a mouse on the mouse pad. Anyhow, then we've got the Trim Creator dad hat. And then we have the beanie. You know, it's cold weather out there. Those beanies come in handy. And we also have the Trim Creators Studio rubber case for AirPods. You supply the AirPods and buy our case. It keeps them protected and it keeps the weather from getting to them. You know what I mean? Okay, what's on page 3? Let's see if we've added some more things. You never know. Wow, we've got some more Cut the Bull t-shirts. We cut the bull and serve the truth t-shirts. We've got the women's Creator Studios women's fitted racer back tank tops. We've got those. So you want to check that out. Anything that you purchase, the money from that we get goes directly into airtime. And that's what's important. It helps pay for airtime because airtime is not cheap. And we get it at a pretty good rate. But it's still not cheap. So anything you can do, either donate or buy the merchandise or advertise with us, hey, it's greatly appreciated and helps keep us all on the air. Wow, we've got a Facebook page for Money and Change. And I'll tell you what, lately I've had people from countries I didn't even know existed. Yeah, we're all over the world. I've got people in Myanmar, which used to be Burma. I've got people in India. I've got people in Thailand. I've got people in South Africa. I've got people in Kenya. I've got people listening in Europe. I've got people listening in North America. I don't think I have anybody in Iceland, though. So if you're in Iceland, hey, send us a message that, hey, you pick us up in Iceland. It would be nice. And I imagine our weather here is a little bit warmer than yours. Not much. Not after the snow we've had today. But anyhow, check us out on the Money and Change page, moneyandchange.com/financiallyprepped. And you can check us out there. And we have a lot of stuff. And I got to get to that page because I just changed it, didn't I? Here you see the flyer for this week. And all you have to do to find out the topics that we're talking about, you click on the comment section, and we're going to talk about natural gas prices soaring, a bunch of other stuff. You know, meet the man who bought $1 billion in physical silver. Yeah. And if you lose power, you know what you can do? Repatriating the gold, the Germans want to take it. They want it back in Deutschland, which means it won't be here stored anymore. We've got the winter storm. We're going to talk a lot about that and preparedness. And we're going to talk about, you know, consumer brands trying to offset the traffic costs or the tariff costs because some of them are not made in the United States. So that's all you have to do. And to join this group, just let us know, you know, click that red dot and say, I want to join. And we'll get you in there. Now, also videos. We will post videos here. And you see this one was stock up now. 2026 will be the year of years. And so you want to listen to that one. Also, we've got top 20 ways to save money on food. And everybody's wanting to save money on food, aren't they? You know, it's expensive to go out and eat someplace. And I do that several days a week. And I want to tell you something. If you're not paying $20 for lunch someplace, and that includes tip, you go out with somebody and you take them out on a date or a business meeting for that matter. And here you are and it's $45 for your meal and you're not eating at a very expensive place. It gets expensive out there. And so what you need to do is find ways to cut back on the amount you spend. And Prepper Princess Amber Stork has the top 20 ways to save money on food. And so you can check that part out. Also a thing here called It's Happening. Things just got crazier as this just happened today. And it has to do with finance and things going on in the United States and the world. Okay. Different things. If I find something that's interesting, I post it. Now here's the Alaskan prepper, Rudy. He's fantastic. And he's talking about there's no stopping now. You have to protect your family now, and there are ways to do it. And more things. We've got also Southern Prepper One, Dave Kobler. He's back with boots on the ground, and he's talking about everything going on. And he doesn't mince words, okay? He's a very good straight talker. So you have to listen to him. And of course, then what I do is to take tonight's show. Once we're done, it's uploaded to YouTube and Rumble. And I take the location or the link from the YouTube presentation and I will put it on our Facebook page. And so you can check what we talked about right there. Okay. It's very easy to do. And also, best and worst top canned foods. Okay. It's, you know, people have certain taste buds. And believe me, I use a lot of Campbell's soups. I haven't used Amy's. I haven't tried it yet. Matter of fact, I don't think I can find it at Kroger's or Walmart. Yeah, I go to Wally World at least twice a week. And I go to Kroger's too. So anyhow, whatever you like to eat, if it's good for you, you know, eat it. Okay. So that's a little bit about our Facebook page. All you have to do is just check us out. And just remember, all you have to do is click on the comment section. And when you do that, then all the topics that we're talking about will be here on that page. So, you know, if I miss something or we don't get a chance to cover something, it's there. Okay. So that'll help you out. And that's basically all I want to do with this show is to help people. And if I can help one person, that's fantastic. If I can help a bunch, that's even better. I don't get paid for doing the show because I don't want to be paid to do the show. I want to be able to help people. And that's what I've been doing for over 10, 15 years. I've known Dave Kobler, for example, for like 16 years. And Then there's David Gilmour, the LDS prepper. And I want to tell you something. Dave has over 700 videos, and he got me hooked on something. And I've talked about it before, and you've seen it before. But I talk about the GMRS radios. Yeah, I do. And, you know, right here is an Ocean 9. Whoa, get it in the right. There we go. Ocean 935G Plus with a Nagoya 771G antenna. Okay. What do I do with this thing? Hey, I'll tell you what. The weather's bad outside. I take one of these radios with me and I go out. If I get stuck, I can talk to people on GMRS. And any of your relatives can use these radios with your call sign. You have to get an FCC call sign. Very easy to do. And you pay $35. It's good for 10 years. And I think I'm on my second or third renewal. These are great little radios. These are not the bubble wrap things that you get at Walmart or Costco. Okay. This one, let's put it this way. It cost over $150 for this radio, but it's a good radio, and it really is. And you can also listen to FM radio on this thing too. Oh yeah. So they're great to have. And this one radio right here will go 35 miles to a repeater in Dayton, Ohio. And from there, it goes out 90 miles. And I've talked to a lot of different people. It's great radio. Decent price for the money, really. It's really good. And there are other radios that you can get out there. And today, with all the snow emergencies and everything, I talked to a lot of different people on GMRS radio. I said, how deep's the snow? How's the weather? So forth. And we communicate. And probably tonight, after the show, I will be doing that again. I have other radios. I can listen to people. If I wanted to listen to my good buddy, Jerry, I could do that. And I can listen to the guys running the snow plows for the different cities to see how bad the streets are there. And I don't know about you, but I've been running into probably 12 inches deep snow, maybe 14. We could be up to 16 inches deep. I know in front of my house right now, it's about 24 inches deep. And the snow plow that I have, it's a snow blower. And it's a good one. It's a Troy built. It can handle up to 27 inches high. Beyond that, forget it. And so I was able to go out today and clear some snow. And we've had a lot of bad snow around here. Some people down south. I know right now, down in Tennessee, they've got ice. And so they're going to have a lot of power line issues where the power lines are above ground. So that's what's going on. But check us out right here on the Money and Change / Financially Prepped page on Facebook. And it's going to be updated several times during the week. Okay. Wow. What else is going on? Oh, and thanks, Dave, because you got me hooked on those radios. I swear by them. I have friends that have them. And I'll tell you what, they're great for an emergency because you can communicate different places. Okay. So you want to check that out. What else is going on? Oh, yeah, the weather. I don't know about you, but the weather has been something else. And I thought today we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to talk a little bit about fact sheets and the Red Cross and doing all kinds of goodies. Oh, yeah. What should you do before a winter storm? If I would have had the show last night or the night before, this would have been really good to do. But since I'm locked into Sundays, I can't do that. But I went to the Red Cross page, and they're talking about what you should do before a winter storm. And they tell you the supplies you need to get. They tell you how to stay warm, how to learn emergency skills. Do you have battery-powered radios? You know, and I always tell people, you have to prepare for things like this. Pay down your debt, put some money aside so you have an emergency fund, okay, in case you need to get somebody to shovel off your walks or whatever, you got an emergency fund to pay them. Make sure that you buy long-term foods, whether or not it's canned goods, freeze-dried, whatever. Make sure you have that ability. Canned soups are always good. You know, Campbell's always said soup is good food. Well, yeah, it is. A little high in sodium, but it's still good food. Anyhow, you do that, and then you go ahead and make sure you have plenty of water on hand, 3 gallons per person per day. You have to have that. That's minimum. And then you want to make sure that you've got those blue tarps to put on your roof in case you get a leak or you need a quick emergency shelter. Those blue tarps, the blue tarps come in handy. I mean, you go to Walmart, better known around here as Wally World, or you go to Costco or other places, even Home Depot or Lowe's, they have those blue tarps. They're inexpensive, and it's great to keep 3 or 4 of them in stock just in case you have to use them, okay? Something to do, something to have. Well, anyhow, I went to the American Red Cross page, and I'm looking around, and here I see preparedness videos. And I thought, well, yeah, we could do that. Well, I hit the wrong button. And I hit sign language. And it was silent. And I thought, well, where's it coming up? And she's doing sign language. I hit the wrong button. Well, anyhow, you can also listen to it in Spanish if you speak Spanish, okay? I don't know whether it is. I don't speak. Ni habla. I don't know. Anyhow, I don't speak it. But here's one in English, okay? And listen to see what they say for this one, winter storm preparedness.
Winter storms can bring extreme cold, freezing rain, snow, ice, and high winds, which can cause heat, power and communication outages, as well as transportation disruptions. Prepare now to protect yourself and your loved ones. Stay warm indoors by wearing layers of warm clothing. Drink plenty of warm fluids, but avoid caffeine and alcohol. Avoid travel if you can. Use care with space heaters and fireplaces. Keep anything that could catch fire at least 3 feet from the heat. Prevent carbon monoxide poisoning by never heating your home with an oven or stove. Get an indoor thermometer and plan where you will go if your home becomes too cold, like a friend's house, a public library, a shopping mall, or a public warming center. If you must go outside, use a scarf to cover your face and mouth. Wear a hat, a water-resistant coat, mittens, several layers of loose clothing, and water-resistant boots. Keep your nose, ears, toes, cheeks, chin, and fingers covered in warm, dry clothing because these parts of your body are most often affected by frostbite. Avoid overexertion when shoveling snow to reduce the risk of a heart attack. For more disaster preparedness tips, visit us online or download the free Red Cross emergency app.
Yep, and that's what you do. Now, I'll tell you what, they have a lot of different things here. If you need power outage checklist, let's just check on that one. Okay, we'll click on that one. And here it is. Do you have flashlights? Okay. One or more coolers, inexpensive styrofoam coolers work well. Do you have ice to keep your food in ice, keep it cold? Digital quick response thermometers, do you have those? You know, and during a power outage, you know, keep the refrigerator and freezer door closed as much as possible. Then use food from the freezer. A full freezer will keep its temperature for about 48 hours, so you have to remember that. Use your non-perishable foods and staples after using food from the refrigerator and freezer first. If it looks like the power outage will continue beyond a day, prepare a cooler with ice for your freezer items. Keep food in a dry, cool spot and keep it covered at all times. And with your electrical equipment, Turn off and unplug all unnecessary electrical equipment, including sensitive electronics, and then turn off or disconnect any appliances like stove or equipment or electronics you were using when the power went out. Then when the power comes back on, plug everything back in. Leave one light turned on so you'll know when the power comes back on. And eliminate the unnecessary travel, especially by car. I don't know about you, but the roads around here are nasty. Even though they are plowing the roads, they're still nasty. And they're going to be that way for several days. Right now, our local schools are called off as of Monday, and a bunch of other businesses are going to be closed too. So you want to check your local radio station or TV station to find out, you know, what the schedule is going to be. Wow. Using generators safely. If you have one, you want to use it outside and make sure that the exhaust doesn't come back into the house in any which way. And if you're considering getting a generator, get advice from a professional such as an electrician. And make sure that the generator you purchase is rated for the power that you think you will need. Now, I've got a 7,000 watt generator. And that's good enough to do several things like refrigerators and so forth. It won't do stoves, but it will do refrigerators and lights and things like that. And then I also have a couple of big solar batteries. And with those, I can use those to basically run the furnace if I need to. And I also have an Eden Pure quartz heater that I could use. And so, you know, I'm prepared for the most part. And, you know, what should you do when the power comes back on? Well, don't touch any electrical power lines and make sure your family stays away from them. If they're down, don't touch them. Just report it. Throw away any food that has been exposed to temperatures 40 degrees or warmer. Never taste food or rely on appearance or odor to determine its safety. Some foods may look and smell fine, but the little creatures on the inside that are growing mess you up. If the food in the freezer is colder than 40 Fahrenheit, and has ice crystals on it, you can refreeze it. If you're not sure that the food is at the right temperature and held right and so forth, don't guess, throw it out. And carbon monoxide, you have to make sure that when you're running that generator, if it's outside, make sure that the carbon monoxide coming off of it is not coming back into the house. And don't run the generator in your garage with the garage door open, because that carbon monoxide can still get in your house. So you have to be careful there. And it would be wise to get an electrical hookup from the generator to your furnace. That's one thing I haven't done yet, and I need to do that. But I have auxiliary heaters that I don't need to do it right now. But I think this summer I'm going to have to do that hookup for the generator on the exterior of the house. And I'll probably end up doing that. But that's the checklist there, okay? That's the power outage checklist. What else is on that list? Well, let's see here. We've got frostbite and hypothermia. We've got storm safety checklists in all different languages, but the preparedness checklist, you want to check that out. Plan to stay warm, and it tells you things you need to do. Plan to stay connected, okay? Sign up for free emergency alerts, a plan to monitor local weather news with weather radios, have a backup battery or way to charge your cell phone, have battery-powered radios to use during the power outage. Even the GMRS radios, they're great because you can also listen to FM stations on those. They also have an emergency light built into them. And, you know, it's a good thing to have. I mean, I wouldn't recommend them if I didn't believe in them, okay? Also, stay safe. When you have heaters, make sure there's nothing around them for 3 feet from the heat source so that they don't catch on fire. You don't want to have, you know, plants, furniture, anything around them. And you want to make sure that you monitor the temperature that it's putting out and make sure that it's a good outlet. Okay. Act fast if you see signs of frostbite and hypothermia. You don't want to get that stuff. And what to do after? Stay safe and take care of yourself. Okay. And they give a number here, 1-800-985-5990 to call. Okay. It's right there. And it's going to be posted on the Money and Change Facebook page. Okay. Check it out. Let's see what else is new. You mean I copied the same page twice? Oh my goodness. Shame on me. Well, we'll get rid of that. What else are we going to talk about today? Well, the winter storm is, well, in ludicrous mode as 10,000 flights are canceled. Power outages near 1 million and the grid gets strained. And the electrical grid down south is what's being strained. And our electrical grid in the United States is not that good, people. So you have to think ahead. And according to Zero Hedge, the article came out, said the major winter storm we've been tracking all week is now blanketing much of the eastern half of the U.S. with snow falling from Oklahoma through Louisville, Cleveland, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Philadelphia, now heading up to Boston. And our winter storm is in ludicrous mode, unleashing insane snow and catastrophic ice across the eastern United States. And this storm is every bit and big as impactful as forecast. It's nasty. So if you're inside and you don't have to go out, don't. I mean, you've heard of the level one, level two, level three snow emergencies. Well, right now, the governor in Ohio is considering a level three. Don't go out and don't do anything unless you're emergency personnel. I have to go to work. That means doctors, nurses, firemen, policemen, things of that nature. And the roads are nasty. I mean, Interstate 75, from my last checking today, was one lane going south and one lane going north. That's it. It's nasty out there. So you want to be careful when you're traveling. Do you have an emergency kit in your car for bad weather? I do, and I keep it in the trunk. What does it consist of? I've got blankets. I've got the thermal Mylar blankets. I've got the fuzzy type felt blankets. I've got first aid kit. I've got an IFAC. It's individual first aid kit, too, that's in there. I've got flashlights. I've got batteries. And I always take a GMRS radio with me. Okay, I don't keep one in that kit. Also, gloves, hats, and hand warmers, all kinds of things that you put in there. I wouldn't put in bottled water unless you're going on a trip and you know that you're going to possibly need it. You don't want it freezing in there because then it gets things very messy. But I have that emergency kit in the car. I keep it in the trunk. And it comes in handy quite a bit, okay? Things to think about. So here we are in a ludicrous mode, as they say, and 10,000 flights are canceled. They're going to be canceled Sunday. More than likely, they will be canceled Monday. And probably the flights will resume, I'm going to guess, on Tuesday. If not Tuesday, it'll be Wednesday. And if you're stuck at the airport, what are you going to do? Did you take extra money with you so you can use the vending machines? I was listening to a person on WLW radio, and they were talking today about they were delivering bread to the different airports and different businesses. And some of the guys could not get anything sold because the businesses were closed, and they had this huge amount of bread and buns in their truck. And one guy went to the Greater Cincinnati Airport over in Kentucky, and he went to deliver to a few places, and of course they were totally closed. He went to another location, and the airport manager came out and he says, "How many buns and pieces of bread do you have in your truck?" And he said, "Well, I don't know, maybe 50, 60 dozen of this type, and maybe 50, 60 dozen of another type, and whatever." And the manager from the airport said, "I'll buy them all. I'll clean out your truck." He said, "Because I have 1,200 people here that are going to have to be fed one way or another, and we're going to take care of it." Now, that's a good airport manager. And besides that, he cleaned out the guy's total truck, and he sold all of his goods where a lot of the other guys didn't. And that was down in Cincinnati. So, you know, make sure that you are prepared. You have to be prepared. Because who knows, we could get some more storms like this. You just don't know about the weather. Wow, what do we have here? We don't want to talk about silver yet, do we? I think I just got rid of a thing. I did. Well, anyhow, getting on to silver. You think you're prepared, then you hit the wrong button and everything goes haywire. There was a guy today that bought $1 billion in physical silver before this last rally. And this was in Zero Hedge. And I saw that. And I thought, who would? Would it be George Soros? No, it wasn't. Somebody else. And the precious metals complex resumed its upward trajectory overnight shortly after the U.S. equity cash open. Silver surged above $100 an ounce for the first time on record, while gold approached the $5,000 an ounce. Well, anyhow, as Rick Pivorotsky, head of the Delta One at Goldman Sachs, noted to clients earlier, Flo suggested some speculative participation, but the dominant driver remains structural. There is clearly hot money involved, but first and foremost, gold is a central bank trade, a slow erosion of the dollar's exorbitant privilege rather than the sudden loss of confidence. Well, the dollar is on the decline, so people are hedging. They're buying physical gold and physical silver. Things you can hold in your hand. You know, some people asked me one time, they said, "Hey, we want to do cryptocurrency. We want to buy Bitcoin. We want to buy different types of coins." I said, "Look, can you hold them in your hand? No. Can you see them? No. But we have an electronic wallet. Can you see it? No. Can you feel it? No. Well, then why would you invest in something that you can't see or feel? Think about it." And then if they say, "Well, I just invested in Bitcoin and it's going for $90,000 a coin and I just went ahead and did that," I'm like, "Okay, have you ever heard of Mt. Gox? G-O-X? No? Well, several million, if not $1 billion worth of cryptocurrencies were taken, and they never found the guy that did it. So that's why I don't like to talk about cryptocurrencies. If you can't see it or hold it in your hand, forget it. And here's a Zero Hedge coin. They came up with one. It's 999 silver, which is good. But anyhow, different people invest money for different things. David Bateman, the founder of Entrada, revealed on X that he had purchased close to $1 billion in precious metals over the past 6 months. It's a hedge on calamity. That's what I'm telling you guys. And as the dollar goes down, the value of the precious metals go up. And he's saying that the global monetary system is about to collapse. the Great Reset, whatever. And the biggest credit bubble in history will soon pop, which is about $300 trillion. And there's no way the U.S. can refinance its $28 trillion in maturing treasuries in the next 4 years without an obscene amount of printing. You know, politicians like to spend money and they like to print money so they can spend it. And what happens to the dollar? Instead of being worth a dollar, they print out so much paper money, fiat currency, that the value of the dollar goes down. And right now, I think it's, we're talking cents, like 2-3 cents. It's crazy, even though we say it's a dollar. A lot of people buy precious metals to hedge calamity. And I tell people, take a look at it. Because if I take a look at precious metals right now, and I go to APMEX, and you know, I talk about APMEX a lot because they have a good site and I can get a good feel for how the money is going. You can go to silver.com or other places, and you could buy the coins. But I'm telling you, if you didn't pay down your debt, put some money aside for an emergency fund, get your emergency food, make sure you can preserve water and make sure that you can store it, make sure that you can get your meds, make sure you have the clothing for the season, you know, the batteries and stuff that you need. You know, if you have all of that and you want to take some of your money and you want to go ahead and put it into precious metals, hey, that's your deal, okay? But I take a look at APMEX and a bunch of others just to see how much they're charging for money. But look at the top here. Gold is at $4,999.20. It went up $45 today. Silver is at $103.91. It went up $7.10. Went up actually 7.26%. Platinum is at $2,796.30. It went up $147.30. Palladium, I wouldn't worry about that because palladium's used in manufacturing and the only source of palladium happens to be Russia. So I look at the gold, the silver, and the platinum and I say, gee whiz, I wonder what this is going to be as far as if I want to buy 1 ounce of silver, what's it going to cost me? Okay, so I can go here, I can look, and American Eagles, $119.37 for 1 ounce. If you wanted to get gold, you can get them in 10th of ounces. So if I wanted to take a look at what gold was doing, I would go back up to the top. There we go, Popular Gold, if they have it. Okay, here you go, $584.93 for 1/10 ounce American Gold Eagle coin. That's as low as. Quantities from 1 to 49 is $594.93 for 1/10 of an ounce. I think they used to be something like $200 for 1/10 of an ounce. Yeah. So what are you going to invest in? You know, you take a look at the gold bars. It's hard to trade gold bars. It's easier to do the coins, especially the 10th of an ounce, okay? But people are using those to hedge against calamity. And that's, you know, I got to tell you guys about it. Think about it before you do it, okay? Wow, what else is up? We just talked about Bateman. Yeah. He knows something's up. And so does the guy that owned Berkshire Hathaway. You want to check him out too. But things are not stable anymore. Things are getting a little rough right now as far as money. You know, you're paying more for food. You're paying supposedly less for gasoline, but I don't know about that. I don't know about that. You know, the financial market right now is a little touchy. You want to look at failed bank list at the FDIC to see if your bank is on it. If it is, worry. And I think I posted that last week in last week's show. But anyhow, here was something that came up in stable coins, a quiet revolution in finance. And this was done at Robert Burrows at bondofvigilantes.com. And he was talking about that. I don't really want to get into stable coins. There are different types, USDC and the USD Treasury. They're all based on different financing, okay? Be wary of doing things like that. Hey, natural gas prices. Oh, man. Did you get your natural gas bill yet? Mine went up quite a bit for last month, and it really wasn't super cold last month. This month, I'm probably going to be paying over probably $250 a month. For the next probably 2 months because of cold weather, because the natural gas prices have gone up. Well, let's see what they're saying here. Let's watch this video. If I can get it to go.
Look, prices have been volatile. They are higher right now. So talk to me about this price action. I mean, because it gets cold in winter. This tends to happen. But this is a big storm that we're looking at.
Right. This is a big storm coming in, expected to be a huge cold snap kind of across the entire U.S., really from kind of the Mississippi line all the way to the Eastern Seaboard, Dallas to New York, whole country, right? Which is going to make people panicky and want to buy into natural gas because that demand spikes. Natural gas fuels most of the heating in the U.S. So when people crank up their heaters, natural gas futures are going to go up. But you're right. As of Thursday morning, the past 5 days were up around 75%. That's wow. Come down now to about 16%. When you see that kind of move, fundamentals steady, forecast hasn't changed, storage hasn't changed, but there's a big drop after a steep jump.
Yeah.
A lot of that's going to be traders unwinding their positions, taking profits, right? But you still see a lot of fundamental strength for natural gas prices right now as we go into the storm.
I mean, it's always tough in any market to separate out what's the fundamentals, what's the speculative pricing action on top of that. Is there any way of sussing that out in natural gas?
It's really hard. I mean, right now, if you look at EIA data, storage levels are actually slightly above the five-year average for this week. So there is a bit of a cushion, but natural gas tends to be really volatile because you really can only move it around the country efficiently by pipeline. Mm-hmm. Pipelines are capacity constrained. They also tend to be nearly fully subscribed during the winter. So if there's a huge glut of demand, there's not much extra capacity to fulfill that demand. Prices spike. The forecasts are always a bit of a hazy art, right, Julie? So a lot of traders are going to be saying, how much do I trust the forecast? Is it time to unwind? A few analysts I've been talking to pointed out, storms kind of priced in. So for prices to go a lot higher again, you're going to need new information. Maybe the tail end of the cold extends further out into February, something like that, for trader momentum to pick back up. However, would say that doesn't mean that there's not still going to be a lot of strength in those prices.
You know, I'm curious also, like, obviously, if you're a nat gas trader, this is relevant. But what if I'm just an electricity buyer, right? Are there implications for these short-term moves? Or is this something that power companies lock in advance, they hedge against, et cetera?
So it's always hard to say what the impact is going to be at the ratepayer level. But to your point, a lot of utility companies will go ahead and pre-lock in long-term contracts for natural gas during the winter. They know this demand's coming, and so they go ahead and subscribe to some of that delivery so they can get ahead of it. At the same time, this is also why pipelines end up being constrained during the winter, because that subscription is already there. Whether it bleeds into your heating bill, my heating bill, is really going to depend, I think, on the tail of the weather and just how long this lasts and how risky the market deems this. You know, if there's more freezing rain, you could see a longer impact. Snow is a dry precipitation, right? It will melt off pipes. Freezing rain coalesces in the system. It starts freezing on the pipes, and that can actually impact that equipment more than a dry snow.
Yeah. And that's what's happening down in Tennessee. Hey, you didn't think I was going to talk about University of Findlay? Guess what? I do have to give a little blurb because it's a good school. And I just got a notice that there will be no classes on Monday at the University of Findlay because of the weather. And if it's bad here, it's going to be even worse up in Findlay, Ohio. But the University of Findlay is a very good school. Check them out, www.findlay.edu. And they want you to be successful, no matter what you do. They want you to be successful. They've got a 12-to-1 student-to-faculty ratio. They've got over 4,700 students. Those students are from 40 states and 41 different countries. It's one of Ohio's 10 most affordable colleges, according to Money Magazine. The best Midwestern college in 2025, Princeton Review. Best colleges in America, 2024, with Money Magazine. Check them out. It's a good value. It's a very good school. They have bachelor, master's, and doctoral degrees there. And if you want to take some extra classes for additional studies, they have those too. Just check them out at the University of Findlay. It's an NCAA Division II school. And by Division II, it's sports. So you have your basketball, you have your swimming, you have your golf, your tennis, lacrosse, football. You know, the football team only lost one game this whole last season, and that was in the playoffs. They have a very good basketball team. Check them out. The University of Findlay, www.findlay.edu. It's a good place. Trust me. Wow, what else is going on? Germany wants to repatriate the gold that's kept here in the United States because a lot of countries store their gold here. And according to Kate Connolly at the Guardian, the Germans are saying, let's get our gold back home. They want to repatriate the gold. What happens if the gold isn't there? That's my question. You can read about this later. And we talked about APMEX and silver.com and so forth. Do your own research, okay? Do your own research. How consumer brands are trying to offset tariff costs. You want to go ahead and check that video out. It's listed. And, you know, the different brands that we get, some are not made in the United States. And so you have a problem with tariffs. So you want to watch that video. And you can go to our website at Money and Change, Slice Financially Prepped, at Facebook and check it out. Okay? What else is going on? Oh, yeah. We're at $38,654,335,000,000 and climbing in national debt. Tell the politicians to stop spending money. They have to stop. I mean, they spend like drunken sailors, only drunken sailors know when to quit because they run out of money. And I don't think sailors get that drunk anymore, okay? So something has to give here because it's going to cost us a longer amount of debt over the years. And actually, your grandkids and grandkids' grandkids are probably going to be paying for the U.S. debt. Wow, so much to do. And basically, guys, what I want you to do is be safe. I want you to be safe and make sure that you keep yourself warm during this winter crisis. And it really is. Don't get caught out in the storm if you don't have to get out. Okay? If you have to go to work and it's mandatory, yeah, do that. Other than that, what you need to do is make sure that you stay warm, that you have the proper foods, that you have ways of heating the foods. Make sure you have supplementary heat. Make sure you've got plenty of water. Keep hydrated. It's important. So with that, guys, that's all I've got. Yeah, we're cutting it a little bit short tonight, only because some people have to go out and still shovel their walks, because I think I've got an extra 2 inches on my driveway right now. And if I have to get out tomorrow, I don't think I will, but I think if I do have to in an emergency, I want to make sure that that driveway is cleaned off. And so with that, I have to be careful doing things. Well, anyhow, guys, that's all I've got. Check out our Facebook page, moneyandchange/financiallyprepped, because I will update that during the week with different videos on how to save money with food, how to stay warm, how to prepare in emergencies, okay? Also, take a look at GMRS radios, Better Safe Radios. That's where I got mine, and buy2wayradios.com. You can buy them there. They're good radios, okay? I don't get paid for, you know, telling you this, but they are good radios. And in emergency, they come in handy, okay? With that, guys, that's all I've got. Have a good week, and we will talk to you Wednesday with My World. And I think we're going to be doing something again on part two of data centers and the problems that you have. And I'll probably have a couple of guests back on the show. So we'll be talking about that. So with that, you have a good week. We will talk to you later. See you.